Hello, lovely. Thank you for tuning in. Before we get started, I wanted to share with you a very exciting update. I am now an author. My first ever book, The Art of Bleisure, is out and it is available now. If you want to travel the world, make money, and live a life you love, this is the book for you. What is bleisure? It's the art of combining work and leisure to live a life you love. It means traveling more throughout the year instead of counting down to that annual holiday that seems to pass in the blink of an eye. In the book, I'm going to share my successes and sacrifices, and I'm going to make this dream achievable for you. I'm going to show you how to set up systems to run a remote business, to traveling on a long-haul flight with a toddler. Yep, I do it all. I'm sharing actionable tips, helpful checklists, and real-life anecdotes from others who have adopted the bleisure lifestyle too. I don't want you to wait for one day or someday in the future. You can start living a life you love now, and it is a bleisure life. You can get the book, The Art of Bleisure, at my website, emmalovell.au/book. And you can also see a bunch of other online retailers, including Amazon, which has the ebook version of the book as well. I would love to hear from you and hear about how you're living your bleisure life. So stay in touch and let me know once you've got the book. All right, time to jump into the episode. Do you want to live a life of freedom and adventure? Are you wanting more than the daily grind? Me too. Welcome to the Emma Lovell Show, a place where we talk about living a life you love now. I'm your host, Emma Lovell, and my number one value is freedom. I've spent the last 14 years running a business and traveling the world, and now I take my husband and toddler along for the adventure too. It's possible, and I know you can create a life doing what you truly love as well. This podcast will inspire, motivate, and encourage you to go after your dreams, to create a life you love and to live it now, not wait for retirement or someday in the future. I'll be sharing episodes weekly about how I harmonize business, travel, and self-care. I'll also bring on incredible guests to share their journeys, the wins, the challenges, and how they're creating a life they love. Let's jump in and get dreaming. This is a space for you to manifest a life you love. I would like to acknowledge and recognize Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of this place, now known as Australia. I am grateful for the continuing care of the land, waterways, and skies where I work, live, listen, learn, and play. From here on Yugambeh Country and from wherever you are listening, I pay my respects to the elders past and present. Welcome to today's episode. I'm so excited to introduce you to Alpha Schulter, Money and Mindset Mentor. I met Alpha on a Business Chicks networking call, and we have grown our relationship and friendship since then. But also, I have hired Alpha to do some wonderful money and mindset mentoring for me and my husband, and I cannot recommend her more highly. Alpha is an ex-corporate tax accountant and management consultant with more than 20 years' experience. Her business started out of her own journey to understand how to manage money personally and her quest to find her purpose. Fun fact, she was a competitive figure skater. And I actually went out with Alpha the other day and just kept picking up fun facts. There's so much to learn about this wonderful woman. And so I know you're going to love this episode, but also how she simplifies money. She has a podcast called Money Made Simple, and she helps us to get clarity, especially between the business and personal finance, which was something that has really been a struggle over the years and I share very openly in my book about. So let's dive into the episode because there's so much value and I can't wait for you to learn from Alpha. Welcome to the podcast, Alpha.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here.
Thank you. Well, you had me on your podcast a long time ago, and so this is well overdue. But we always start by, in your words, telling us, who are you?
So my name is Alpha, and I started Money Made Simple out of my own journey of trying to figure out money. And I'm an ex-tax accountant, which would make you think I'd be good with money, but I learned how to lodge tax returns, and I was working in that corporate space for a fair while. And then I went into management consulting and did the diploma of financial planning as part of my own journey because I wanted to know more about money. And by doing that, I realized how much we don't get taught. Mm. And there's so many things that get overcomplicated, and there's a real gap in our knowledge and our education. And I had my own personal development journey going on in parallel, and I realized the two intertwine quite a lot. And then when I started my business, I also realized a lot of small business owners don't really understand what they need to do with their business and personal finances. So I now help them straddle both. So because your wealth is actually built in your personal finances. So I've kind of morphed a little bit and absolutely love it. But yeah, so it's changed a little bit over time, but ultimately it's helping people manage money better so they can actually live the life they want and have the lifestyle, which is why I'm wearing my lifestyle earrings today.
I love it. Yes. And we met on, I believe, a Business Chicks networking call.
Yes, it was. Yeah, and I'm so grateful I joined that call.
And then it was wonderful you got me on to talk because I think that call we've ended up having, it always happens, there's like some synergy. And I think there were quite a few financial people on that call. And so we ended up talking quite openly about money. And I shared some of my faux pas, which I would say is quite common.
We
Um,
all
but
have
we,
them.
yeah, we've all had, I guess, money lessons, and but people aren't don't tend to be open about it, I think. And then there's a lot of shame around money and around that not knowing what to do. And the thing is, I've had to do a lot of forgiveness work in the last few years of myself of and honoring the journey because, like, I started my business when I was 22, I'm a baby, like. And also, there's a lot of untangling because I was started as a sole trader and then I've gone into a trust and I've now started a company and they are a different structure. And for a long time, it was like, well, who cares about like the business money? It's my money. Like, business is me and the business are the same. And it's so I just didn't know how. And who tells you? Nobody comes
And
in and goes, oh, can I look at your bank account and what are you doing? Because we don't talk about it.
I've had so many situations where I've had to question their business structure, having worked in that space for a fair while, and then going, okay, well, I know what the tax implications are for things. And because even though I'm not an accountant anymore, I still have that knowledge. And then I can ask the right questions and prod them and say, look, I think you need to actually chat. Because sometimes, and it just happens, like time passes and they just stay in the same structure, their business grows, things organically change, and their accountant is so focused on getting things lodged that they don't necessarily take a step back and do a review of the business. So that's often what I tend to do is like I have that oversight and I have a look at the whole thing, and so I start to ask the questions, and then they go back to their account and their account's like, oh yeah, we really need to do something about this. So some accountants are very, happy for the additional perspective, some are not so much. But it's really just asking the right questions and getting yourself set up in the right way. And the other thing too is separating the finances, because yes, as a if you're a solopreneur or you've got a very small business, everything is your money, and it's very personal because it's the labors that you put into it and the creativity and all of that. And so you have one bank account. And then I see this a lot too. I was like, no, at the very least, you need to have a business account and a personal account, separate them out. So there's just some fundamentals there. And then other things is just knowledge and just knowing yourself as well. Because I had to go on this journey too. I thought I had to, learn about share trading and property investing and property development, all of that. And I did all the courses. And then I realized I actually don't want to do all of that. It's way too complicated. I don't want to have tenants. So now I just invest in property in a different way. But a lot of it is clarity, understanding ourselves, and then knowing how we can tap into the ways to build wealth.
And understanding what you want for your circumstances. I think there's a lot of like six figures and $1 million. And, when it's like, what do you, and not just living on what you need, but it's like, what suits your circumstances? And I think I said to you on our first call that one of the things that I had a really big reflection on was when I had my son. And I was really happy with the amount I worked that year. Like, I wouldn't, every time I thought, I've got to make more money, I've got to work harder, I would catch myself and be like, no. Or like, I've got to do more hours. It's like, no. What I realized I needed to do was be more productive. And it's something I'm working on at the moment too. It's that Pareto 80-20 rule. It's like, there's probably so much stuff. Like, I feel like, oh my gosh, I need a whole day when, oh my gosh, the amount of work I've done before a flight. Like, I'm in the lounge and they're calling, my flight and I'm getting out.
So focused.
And yeah, so if you can do that, I really enjoyed realizing how much, like, yeah, I wasn't happy with the income. I would have liked more, but I was very happy with the amount of time. So then it was just like, how can I make more in the same amount of time?
Yes.
That's, where my life's at. And then following year, I think I got back to the income I was at before I had my son, but I was working probably a third of the amount of time I used to work. And I'm like, it's a huge win.
It's amazing the difference having a child makes. It makes you, this is why whenever we sort of just generically talk about women in the workforce, and I was like, part-time mums are the hardest working people, I think, because they have to be. They've got the same amount of stuff to do in a lesser amount of time. So they're super duper focused on what they need to do, and productivity goes up. And when it comes to money, there's so many things we can do nowadays with technology. So many things you can automate, that you can systemize things. There's softwares out there. Understanding what you need it for, though, is part of the thing. And then how to actually structure how you manage money around that. And this is something I love organizing things. Life in general, but money in particular. And then how to, I don't like repetition. So if something's like repetitive, I'm like, how can I make this so much easier so I don't have to think about it? And that's where technology and automation come in. There's apps. There's so many different things we can do now that we didn't have access to, say, 15, 20 years ago. So it is a lot easier. But with that comes choice, and with choice comes complexity. With complexity comes overwhelm. With overwhelm, we do nothing because we aren't clear. So we just sit and we just do nothing, and then we start to feel guilty about not doing it. So this is it. Just compounds on itself, because that's not just in our money life, but life admin in general is just even if it's not the physical things you have to do, it's the mental load that goes with it. Even just, I got two emails from my daughter's school yesterday. I was like, "What, two emails in one day? You usually only send me one. What's this extra one now?"
I love that you've talked about the mental load there because the other thing that's shifted so much for me in the last, well, since starting my business as a little freelancing 22-year-old sole trader is that I have a partner now. And so what we're dealing with as we, at any stage though, if you have a partner or a child, the money isn't A, just yours, but you're also dealing with their money stuff and what they think about how you should be making money or how you could be using money. And I think we often come into it separately. And so, I had a this year sold my investment property, so it meant a big cash influx, but I really wanted to make sure I set up well. And I think there's been challenges over the last few years with my husband and our different attitudes to money and how money should be used, as well as the fact that he's a full-time worker and I'm a business owner. And so you worked with us as a couple.
And it is excuse me, it is very complex when you come together, especially if you've been on your own and you've set yourself up financially, and then you've suddenly got this other person, and you've got to manage your finances together, manage your financial blocks and things together, and then actually move forward so that not every single thing is an argument. And it's helping each other be clear, or how awareness, understanding your own stuff as well. And quite often we can do that individually, but the other person's got to know your stuff. It's not just enough that you know your stuff, they've got to know your stuff too. And it's also not as simplistic as, I hear this a lot. It's like, oh, one's a spender, one's a saver. Like, well, not really. I mean, yes, we all spend, we all save, but it depends on what it is. Like, my husband is relatively frugal, but when it comes to his boat, that changes. And then I'm kind of the same as, like, I'm okay, but then when it comes to travel, I was like, oh, we'll do the upgrade because it's nicer. I've worked hard. We justify so many things to ourselves. So it's understanding how that operates. And then if you choose to keep things separate too, like for many years, my husband and I have had completely separate finances. We've only ever had debt together, and then when that was gone, that was it. And so we run it quite independently. So in a way, it's baffling to a lot of people. It's like, but it's what works for you. But it's having that conversation and being able to have, and this is where I find the systems come in really handy, because it takes some of the emotion away when you can just see the numbers. It's like, there's this here. We've both agreed that a percentage of this is going to go there, a percentage here will go there. And then whatever you want to do with your percentage is entirely up to you. No judgment, no comments. You don't even get to say in it. But you've had that agreement and that conversation up front. So in a way, a relationship is a bit like running a business, but because we don't focus on it like that, it doesn't have its own accounting system. It doesn't have its own kind of advisor, unless you have a financial advisor, but then that tends to outsource things as well, because that's something else I learned. I gave my money to a financial advisor and I had no idea really what was going on and he couldn't tell
They
me.
also play such a different role. And like, I have an accountant who's wonderful and very good at, knowing my life stage and all that sort of stuff. She can't do my day-to-day stuff.
No.
And like,
No.
it's the day-to-day that sometimes causes the biggest headache. And one of the shifts that I had was when I read Ramit Sethi's book, How to Get Rich, or I think
Yes.
it can make you rich. But one of the things is like, it's like, don't argue or don't think about books. He's like, if you want to buy a book, buy a book. They're like $30, which is great for me because I wrote a book. So I'm
Your
like,
book, yeah.
buy the book. But like, like I got a Kindle now and you're going like, is that a good way to spend my mental? Like if I'm buying 50, we're like, okay, we probably need to have a chat. But I'm like, there's two books there and it's like, oh no, I'll save up for that. And it's like, and then you forget or whatever. It's like, I feel inspired to get this book. It's going to help me. I'm going to read, especially a business or a nonfiction. It's $14 on Kindle, or it's $30. It's like, don't make that a decision.
You
You
don't need mental load
know,
over those kinds of
yeah.
decisions. It's more, do we want to leave a legacy? Do we want to save for our child's future? Do we want to save up for a bigger house or a smaller house? They're more the conversations that you need to be having. You don't want to
Yeah,
bicker
but
about the
we.
little things.
Yeah, and the same in then, taking that into the relationship, then it's like, if it's under $50, like, don't call me. Don't call me. If you want to buy something for our son that's $50, buy it, or we have, we basically have a kind of thing that if it's for Finn, not $1,000 thing, but if it's for Finn, if he's playing a game, he's going on a horse ride or whatever, go nuts. Like, you can do it. Buy him food if he needs it, like. And so that's on our shared card. And then it's not a discussion. You don't call and go, oh, should I buy him this or should I not? It's like, it's on the shared account. It's agreed. One of the other big ahas I had out of our session was when you looked at our home costs, because like we've done the percentage thing or we've done the breakdown of how we contribute and all that sort of stuff. But my husband would get quite worried or concerned about our living costs going up. And I remember at one point getting him getting really worried about. We had taken some money from the offset and he was like talking about canceling his gym and not going out for dinners and things like that. And I was like, how much is it? And it was $50 more. I don't even think a week. I think it was like a month. $50 more. Like, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I can make that. Like, I will sell stuff around our house to make that. Like, and you told us that looking at it comparatively, so you don't know your situation, right? You're in it and you're just like,
You
we're the
need to take
worst.
that step
Let's
out.
start. And you ex said to us that our living costs were actually quite low. And so it's really helped because I keep coming back to Matt. He's like, oh, we can't buy, I don't know, this extra milk or something. And I'm like, I know things are going up, but our living costs are low. Like, we're okay. Like, that's okay. And everyone in this economy is going through a situation. Like, let's not create a stress when actually we're doing okay.
And
Just,
sometimes
sorry.
it's about getting a bit creative too. Like I've leaned into more like going to Costco and Aldi. I make a lot of the things that we have. Like I make the bread because I can find because I like spelt sourdough. And I also love the creativity of making it. But there's different ways, there's co-ops out there now as well. So from a day-to-day living cost, but ultimately I think it's having a purpose for your money. And this is where I find when people say to me, oh, how do I stick to, I can never stick to a budget. I was like, well, do you know what your money's for? If you've got a vision that's bigger than you, it's a lot easier to stay on path because you're like, okay, for me, and then it's value versus cost. It's like, okay, well, for me, it's more valuable to buy, the organic milk, and I like to support the farmers. So I'm going to buy, the Barambo or whatever the farmer produced milk is. But then do I really need this extra streaming subscription? So it then becomes a value versus cost conversation rather than a, oh, our living costs are going up, so I need to do without. I mean, we see how diets, we've all done this. We constrain our, whether it's calories or whatever kind of diet we're doing. And then when we feel too constrained for too long, we just like bust out. Same thing happens with money. But if you're doing it for a purpose, like I don't think I've ever eaten so well, like just sticking to the food thing for a moment, when I was pregnant or breastfeeding. And I was like, because it wasn't about me. It was about something bigger than me, my daughter. So if we have a bigger purpose, it makes it a lot easier for our money to be aligned to that and the abundance go towards it. It doesn't get squandered. And then we earn more as a result because the universe then knows we can handle it. So now I'm getting a little bit woo-woo there, but it's
No,
just
not
that
a
energy flow.
woo-woo. Yeah, but I think having someone come out in to navigate that conversation is really great to actually look at the numbers with you,
Yeah.
to ask you about your goals and that sort of thing. Because I'm very, very driven and focused on, and I can break down. Like, I'm not day to day is more challenging for me, but I can tell you the dollar to the dollar how much things cost in on trips. I
Yes.
itemize everything, and I can plan, and it's one of the things I need to include. I've got a spreadsheet that I use for planning trips, and I'm pretty within $1,000, within probably $500 of what I set out at the start. We'll get to that, so I can really budget for how much it's going to cost, and then that is such a great goal. I think when you're getting to like bigger thing, like big things like houses and stuff, it could be, because it feels like such a long-term thing. And another thing that you shared with us was, one of the really important things was me setting up, we just talk about trust fund babies and things like that. And I was like, I absolutely would have loved to be a trust fund baby. I would have loved to be, and not in the way that we view it. It's just in that setting your child up. And I know that if you started from day one, like now looking at how knowing how investments pay off. I think that's the other thing. When you're in your 20s, you can't understand how investing works because it just seems so far away. But I bought a house, next minute, it's 7 years, and it almost doubled in value.
Yeah.
I walked away with $300,000. Like, that's,
Couldn't have saved that. What, at
yeah.
least conceptually, you couldn't even imagine saving that at the time you
No,
started.
it was, I saved for the deposit. That was big enough, but like I put down 42,000 and walked away with close to 300. So you're like, that's a pretty great return on investment. And so once you're like, oh wow. And if had I put in bits and bought like a little bit over time, the way that compounds, and you have a timeline with your child, right? Because 18 or 21, whatever you decide, 25, that you're going to, you can actually give them an amount. I was like, what an amazing thing, whether that be a house deposit or a car or his university, what starting a business he might want to put it into. But I was like, we did that today. And this is no shade on our parents, but I'm just like, it
They
doesn't have
didn't
to
know.
be. I think trust fund meant like only if you were uber wealthy could you do that.
And this is the thing I think we forget in just in general. It has to be a big effort or a big gesture or a lot of money. I was like, no, like it literally, one of my favorite money stories is a janitor in the US, and he retired with $2 million because from the age of like 20, he put some money aside, he bought a modest house, kept putting the money in investments, and then gradually over time they just grew. And this isn't trying to time the market, because this is the other thing that I had to learn, was the difference between trading and investing. Everyone, when they think investing, they're like, oh, I have to know when to buy, what to buy, when to buy, when to sell. I was like, well, hang on a minute. Investing is about in actually just investing, not buying and selling. That's trading. And I had a cousin who did that, and he was very good at it, but he studied it. He was up all night doing the math. And when he used to try and explain it to me, I'm like, that just sounds really, really complicated. But you can buy and hold. If you want to look at how to time the market, you can try. But even the best investors say that it's very difficult to try and time it. So as long as you're just putting a little amount away consistently into investments, into saving, and even if you pay a little bit extra off your mortgage, even just paying your mortgage fortnightly rather than monthly makes a huge difference. So it's actually, wealth is built in the incremental steps that you take. You just do them consistently and have discipline around it. So, but it sounds boring. Like no one's going to buy that because it's, you can't sell that anywhere. So everybody's trying to sell all these complex ideas and concepts. It's like, you really just, like my daughter, I've opened up an investment fund for her when she was born. It's now been nearly 10 years. And I'm looking at that just going, whoa, this has actually exceeded my expectations of what I thought it would be based on my spreadsheet. So I was like, so, but that's just, I'm like, so now I'm even, so when you see that, you get even more motivated because you're like, wow, I see the power of this. I'm just going to keep doing it. And that's why I'm like, I want everyone to know this and to do it, because it's available to everyone, especially with the micro investing that we have nowadays. Kids can get into it at a young age. So I get very passionate about this because, like, it's so simple, and you brought up a really good topic, just little by little.
Yeah, and I think it was so complicated for so long. And I did even try and seek out help in the last year. Asked my father-in-law and my dad because they buy shares because, it's always men.
Yeah.
And my husband has shares because his dad bought them and his dad tells him, here's $400, put it in. And he's been doing that. But if somebody doesn't help you with that, I mean, now the information is becoming more available. But even the platform then, it took me, I opened up a platform at a women's finance night because I was like, you'll do. Because otherwise it was like, do I go with CommSec? Do I go with Pearl? Do I go with Raise? Do I go with this? And essentially it's like I had to start and I might decide to do it different, but it was complex, it felt complex. And then what happened is though that they were like, oh, but I don't want to tell you the wrong thing. So I'm not going to tell you anything.
Anything, yeah.
And
And
I
I
was
don't want to
like,
do the wrong thing, so I don't do anything.
yeah. And so it's like, and then, me talking quite openly about the fact that I've bought shares and I started high risk. So I have $1,500 across three companies. Like they're like venture capital type thing. And I'm like, someone's like, so high risk, low return. I'm like, that's my game, baby. But now I've gone with a more like $25 a week.
Balance.
Yeah. But I mean, that could do great. And that was fun for me. That was, so
Yes.
started because it was fun.
And you split it out too. Like, I have some people who are like, oh, I really want to dabble in crypto. I was like, well, you can, just don't put everything in it. Just put something that you're prepared to lose. And then you and this is why they call it balanced portfolios. And you spread your risk around different asset classes. So don't just, this is why I'm like, if you want to just buy a single investment property, yes, it can gain, but there's also a lot of costs involved with it too. Then there's the opportunity cost. If it's something you really want to do, though, do it. But then also make sure you're investing in some other companies, some shares, maybe some index funds. You can invest in property trusts where you actually get exposure to commercial property, which is a lot more lucrative. But as an individual, it's almost impossible to get in because it's millions of dollars. So
You know,
it's just doing
it's
little things.
starting, and once you see it, and like I opened up my app the other day, and I was like, it's up $4.80, and I'm like, woo, $4.80, and
That you didn't have otherwise. That's the
no,
thing.
and
It's
I
not
know
like you
that
had
that
to
will,
put that in there.
yeah, and it was really fun. Like I've been doing $25 a week since my son was born, so I've got in a savings account 3,500, and then but now what I've started to do because I just want to make sure he has money. So I'm doing every fortnight it goes to the shares and every fort like so alternate. Once one go payment goes to the bank account
Count,
and
yeah.
one payment goes to the shares.
You're
And that
diversifying.
feels good to me because I'm like, if all the shares went, I would be really disappointed. And so I want, and but there might be a point where I go, I've got $5,000 for him. That's a great amount. I'll hold that in the savings, and that's great to have. And then I'm happy to just do the shares, which I could buy back. It's very unlikely they would, I mean, maybe go to zero, but
But then they can come back again. And this is the other thing too. Because we keep an eye on it so often, we panic. And then when things go down, we sell because it's emotion. You're like, well, just hang on to it. Don't sell it when it's low. Like, just keep it going. I remember being approached by a lady one time at an event, and she's less like, oh, I don't know what to do. My super's down. I don't know, should I sell? Should I change portfolios? I was like, well, what do you like? How often do you look at it? She's like, oh, I'm looking at it every day. And I was like, well, my advice would be just stop looking at it. Like, maybe every
fun
6 months.
too when you look at it, you forget. And I've been doing $50 a week for like, oh gosh, since I was probably 22. And so it was so cool. I remember being in Mexico and being like, oh, my car insurance is due, and I'm over here in Mexico studying. And I opened up my ING and I was like, oh, there's $1,000 there because I was putting $50 away and I've never turned it off. And I've sometimes taken that for needing it, but I've never ever turned it off. And
The automation, powerful.
yeah, it's really powerful. And yeah, but what with the shares, yeah, I would love you to talk to my mum, but my mum and my brother have heard me talking about it and now they're asking me for advice. And I was like, or my brother said, I want to talk to dad. And I was like, don't, because he's going to tell you don't do anything. And I'm like, again, his partner has shares because her dad just did it for her or just set it up for her. And I'm like, I just think, if you know something and it might not be like, you just kind of disclaim yourself if you want with the guidance,
Yeah, you just said this is what I did.
but somebody knows nothing. So you've got to help them start somewhere. And I'm like, if I can inspire, if somebody listens to this and they go and open up one of those super simple apps, choose your flavor, Just to start. And then people get upset about fees or whatever. And you're like, I don't know, things like
To start with, yeah, I opened up like, and I'm a pretty low risk person. I'm risk averse, I think it would be the term. And so when Raise, who they were Acorns, and this is a micro investing app, when they first came to Australia, I was like, I'm just gonna like, if it's just roundups, I'll just, that's okay. I'll just sign up to do that. And then within 4 years, I had like $4,000. I was like, oh, there's something to this. And then another year later, I was up to 6,000. I was like, oh, I'm just gonna add like $10 a week. Oh, sorry, $10 a month and see what happens. And now it's up to nearly $8,000 a year later. I was like, this is actually pretty cool. And then you can add like a child's one in there. And in, so I've added one for my daughter, but in that one, I've actually chosen the shares. So I was like, now I'm going to dabble with, you know, because it's micro, I don't have to spend thousands of dollars dabbling. I can just experiment with a few, you know, $50 here and $100 there. And it
And you
doesn't
can
feel so
start with
risky.
$20, right? I mean, they've got an affiliate link, which if you have one, please do share because I probably need to set mine up too. But
Yeah,
they have an
I should.
affiliate link for like if you join up. So I think I got a $20 bonus for signing up through someone else. And then you can earn an affiliate thing too. But you literally, like I was at the event. Set up the app while the event was still running, had put in $20. Like, I think that was my issue too, was that I thought I needed to have, like, do you start with 1,000? Do you start with, like, I
Just
put all these
start.
rules around it because I didn't know. And you just think, and like I said, I think then there's a lot of forgiveness work about should have done it 10 years ago, should have done it 20 years ago, why didn't I, and it's like, no. Forgive ourselves for it didn't know and start today and just continue then to learn. And this stuff is hard. And so I do highly recommend working with Alpha because I honestly like that conversation and there's still work to do, hand on heart. There's stuff that I'm still untangling a lot. And I shared it very openly in my book as well. Like business and personal finance has been a real challenge. And I'm still untangling and changing habits from years ago. So, but I know that I'm learning and it's getting better. And there are still things that I'd like to be setting up. But I mean, just the way that me and Matt are talking about money is so with so much more ease. And I can see that he's a lot more comfortable because that would put a lot of stress on me. I have a lot more appetite for risk, but I want him to be on the same page or comfortable so that I can be okay to take a bit more risk or just manage my own stuff because I've taking on his stress as well was a lot.
And a lot of it's perceived too. So as soon as you start to talk about it out loud to your partner, and then they realize, oh, okay, you don't have it all figured out either. We're all human. We're all still figuring it out, and we're doing it together, and we're at least wanting to do things. And I think that's really the key, is having that desire and that curiosity. So if there's still questions, ask someone. You know, so people love talking about their experiences. So you'll find, and with it all though, you do have to listen to your gut. And if someone's saying to you, oh, here's a great, you know, I've heard some horror stories from some of the parents at my daughter's school where, you know, kids are being kind of given these investments to invest into. And I was like, what is that? Like, they still need to have a basic understanding of what is an underlying value of a company. Which is why crypto is such a weird intangible thing, because there's no necessarily like there's no company behind it. But there's ways to understand that as well. So I think it's just having that curiosity and not being afraid to do something, because otherwise you will be, you know, chastising yourself in 10 years for not starting 10 years ago. And then your current self is also chastising your 10-year-old. You know, it just we'll just have too much guilt around it. I think time to take the shame and guilt away. Let's just open up the conversation and figure out what we need to do just one step at a time.
And you do that really well. And so how can people work with you, Alpha?
So I have a couple of different things I'm actually next year I'm starting something slightly different, but at the moment I do offer the money management assessment, which is a one-off 1 hour session where we literally just we don't pull everything apart, but we just have a helicopter view at everything. We delve in as deeply as we need to right now. And we talk about some money mindset as well and some of the blocks and your beliefs and habits. And we look at which ones that you can actually put into place. So that's a one-off session. And then I do offer a financial growth fast track, which is where I actually build a money system for you with your own data. And then I show you how to run it. And that's 4 sessions at the moment. and we do values discovery at the beginning. So we actually don't even talk about money first up. We look at how to align your values to your lifestyle, and then we start to build in the money part of it too, because without that clarity, it makes it very difficult to I have an idea of where you want to go and how much money you need for that. But I do also, so if you just want to have a chat, I also have a free clarity chat too, which is a 45-minute conversation.
That's
And
very
that's,
generous.
yes.
Very
So
generous.
that I will be only doing that for the rest of this year. Next year, like I said, I'm making a few changes. So if you do want to have a clarity chat, you can book it in now. We can have it next year. But I'll be making some changes to that next year. But it's, yeah, because I feel very strongly about clarity for people and money, because it's, yeah, it just creates so much stress, and it doesn't
Overwhelming.
need to.
Yeah. And so how can we find you?
So I'm on Facebook and Instagram. So on Instagram, I'm Alpha Money Made Simple, and in on Facebook, I'm MMS Money Made Simple, and yeah, so it's money-madesimple.com.au on my website. So everything's money made simple.
And you have a podcast as well.
I do Money with Alpha.
Oh, I love it. And quickly, you came and joined earlier this year in July.
Yes.
I don't even know when these things are going to come out. Joined my Rest Receive retreat, and you came for one night, which was really special.
Yeah.
Can you briefly tell us a little bit about your experience?
Oh, it was on my vision board to come to one of your retreats, and family circumstances made it a bit difficult to get away for 3 nights. So you very graciously allowed me to come for one night. And it was the most, like, even just going for like 2 days, one night was the most incredible experience. The women that came, the openness, this just having that space to actually be just still and to have the right questions asked, to have the support, have different perspectives provided. It was amazing experience. It's hard to really explain how significant it was when it was such a short span of time. But I learned so much about myself and about the other women, and it's really nice to share, because we aren't alone, and our problems aren't necessarily unique either. So I found some commonality with some of the others there in relation to the issues they were having with family and children, and then business as well. So I would highly recommend. I would love to do another retreat next year as well. So yes, anybody, if you're on the fence, I'd just go to one of Emma's retreats. They are brilliant.
Well, and I loved, being able to offer that to you, and it really opened up for me too, because I had whether that was going to be possible or workable. But I loved your understanding of coming in for the one night, and that it was valuable for you, because I thought it was like, oh, am I butchering my offer, or is that like, how's that going to work with the other people? But you came in. So we do have a chat group before, but you came in so beautifully. There wasn't FOMO on your part as well. Like, you understood the time you were coming for. And I was like, oh, this is really nice. And yeah, it was really nice that it was like, okay, I can create something that works for you and your circumstance. And you coming in can add a lot of value as well, even in your short time, and still build a connection. And it didn't disrupt or any, like, it was just
No, everybody was so
thankful.
welcoming. I just like slotted in, which was very nice, which was the collective space that you created.
Yeah, it was wonderful, and I'm so grateful. And then, it was always such a lovely alignment of, where people are at, and I could see people needing your support, but also, there's a real fluidity and then you needing some other people's guidance or wherever they're at. So I know those connections have continued as well.
They
So
have, yes.
pretty magic how it all comes together. But yeah, I was so grateful to have you there as well.
Yes, thank you. I was so excited to be there and have that opportunity, because I loved it.
Thank you so much for sharing today. As I said, this conversation is long overdue. I love what you're doing. Money is such a complex subject, and I love being able to share it and talk openly with you. And I know that people are going to get a lot out of this episode, but you can get so much more from Alpha. She's so generous. But if you're certainly in a relationship or struggling with that business personal finance, I cannot recommend more highly to go and talk to Alpha, because it just feels sane, and it does feel a lot more clear and a lot more optimistic. So thank you.
Wonderful. More than welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, lovely one. I hope this has inspired you to dream big and start creating a life you love today.
If you love what you're hearing, don't forget to follow and rate on Spotify and rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. It helps other awesome people to find this podcast and get motivated and inspired as well. Want to stay connected? Come and join the Live a Life You Love group on Facebook or connect with me on Instagram, emmalovell.au, the same as my website, but all the details are in the show notes, lovely. I'll see you next episode for more inspiration, motivation, and freedom seeking. Now go out there and live a life you love.